All across the country, votes for the election continue to be counted, including in New Jersey's 2nd District, where Congressman Jeff Van Drew leads challenger Amy Kennedy. Van Drew has been a South Jersey politician for over 2 decades, but this is the first time he's run as a Republican. Last year, he did something hardly no politician ever does. He switched parties from Democrat to Republican and fell all in with President Trump. Why did Van Drew flip to the Trump playbook? And what does his fight to keep his seat say about the political divide driving the 2020 presidential election? I'm Annette John Hall. This is The Why. WHYY New Jersey political reporter Joe Hernandez has been following the Van Drew story and this race. So, Joe, this was a nationally watched congressional race. What's going on in this district, and why did it captivate folks' interest like it did?
Well, first of all, this is just a really complex district. I mean, it's a very purple one in a state that typically goes really blue. Actually, for the last 50 years, one political scientist told me this district voted for the winning presidential candidate in every election. But the reason it was so interesting this year is because, as you remember, Jeff Van Drew, longtime Democrat in state politics, then became a congressman, switched to the Republican Party in a pretty rare move in politics. That hasn't happened in the last decade, except for a different congressman who left the Republican Party because of Trump.
I do remember that, because remember we had you on to talk about his vote against impeaching President Trump, and he was only one of 2 Democrats to vote against impeaching the president.
Right. Yeah, this was a couple months before the pandemic, if we can remember back to that time, and the House Democrats were gearing up to impeach President Trump. And Van Drew was one of 2 Democrats in the whole country who voted against it. He was always a kind of conservative Democrat, and that really started to show here when he supported the president and voted against impeachment. He told reporters at the time,
"I think this splits the country apart further, and I think we want to try to heal the country, bring it together."
And after that vote is when he switched parties. It's now a kind of infamous moment, but he had this press conference in the Oval Office with the president. Van Drew is typically a pretty snazzy dresser, and he sat there next to Trump in a red tie now with his pocket square and everything, and he pledged his loyalty to the president.
"You have my undying support."
"Thank you. Thank you very much."
"And always."
"And by the way, same way."
"Thank you."
"I'm endorsing him, okay?" "We're endorsing him."
Why did he switch parties?
He said he switched parties because the Democratic Party was straying away from the values that he wanted in it, the kind of more moderate, what he called blue dog Democratic values.
"The Democratic Party had become less accepting of American tradition, less believing in American exceptionalism, less supportive of traditional faith and family."
And instead, what's been rising to the top is the more liberal, progressive wing of the party.
"This was not the party that I knew."
And just felt like an alien in his own party, I think. And he's also very connected to those blue-collar workers that were so important to Trump's 2016 victory in this district.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about the district. What's it look like?
Well, it's a massive district as far as land goes. I mean, it stretches from the Philly suburbs all the way across to the Jersey Shore, down to the Delaware Bay, and captures all of South Jersey, 8 counties, parts of 4 counties, and all of 4 other counties. And it tends to be more rural and more conservative than other more reliably Democratic parts of the state. I mean, if you look at the voter registration statistics, Democrats still have an edge. Politicians often talk about New Jersey. Yes, it's a blue state, but it's a moderate blue state. It's not really a strong progressive state. So people in this district, sure, they voted for Obama twice, but then they wanted change again. And that's when they turned and voted for Trump in 2016.
Hmm. Given the way the district tends to swing, was it a big risk for Van Drew to switch parties?
I mean, I think it's always a risk to make a move like that just because it's so out of the norm. But I think Van Drew saw what happened in this district in 2016 and saw the writing on the wall and thought, you know, if we take him at his word that the Republican Party aligns more with his values now and that this district is voting that way, so it could only help him. But I think that Van Drew also hopes that people just know Jeff Van Drew. I mean, he's been around in politics in New Jersey for decades. He was in the state legislature. He was a mayor before then. When people talk about Jeff Van Drew, they talk about him being a retail politician. He shakes hands. He shows up. So people know Jeff Van Drew. And I think he's hoping that even if they might not like his party switch so much, they might not like what party he's in so much, he wants them to vote for the person and not the party. So he's hoping that he can kind of cash in on the fact that he's been around and been serving constituents for all this time.
So he was trying to keep some of his old voters and at the same time trying to reach out to the more conservative voters.
Yeah, I think that's definitely part of it. And maybe even reach out to voters who, like him, feel like they once aligned themselves with the Democratic Party, but seeing how it's gone, now feel more kinship with the Republican Party, because that district has flipped back and forth in the past and probably will continue to do so.
But I do remember him getting a bunch of criticism from House Democrats for that switch.
Right. And this was always the flip side of that coin, is are you going to alienate voters in that district, Democratic voters, so much by switching to Donald Trump's Republican Party that they'll vote you out? I mean, when he ran in 2018, he was coming from the state legislature. And when he ran in that primary election, there were progressives challenging him then because of his conservative record. Progressives are still going after him, but now they have more ammunition because he's aligned with the president. He sat with him in the Oval Office. So, you know, it set off this kind of scramble among Democrats to figure out who would have the chance to run against Van Drew now that they say he showed his true colors. And they picked Amy Kennedy to do that. She won the primary in July.
We'll be right back.
Supporting WHYY, Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at pennmedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
This is The Why. I'm Annette John Hall. I'm talking to New Jersey political reporter Joe Hernandez about the Jeff Van Drew Amy Kennedy race and what Van Drew's fight to keep his seat says about the political divide driving the 2020 presidential election. Who's Amy Kennedy? She's got that famous last name.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the Kennedy name is big, and it definitely played a role in this campaign. She married into the Kennedy family. She's the wife of Patrick Kennedy, the former congressman from Rhode Island. He was the youngest son of the late Senator Edward Kennedy. But the family lives in Brigantine now, and Kennedy herself is from Atlanta County. Her family goes back there generations.
We've really tried to lean into my South Jersey roots rather than focus on a last name.
She herself, even though she's in the Kennedy family, she's new to politics. She's a former middle school teacher with deep roots down there, and she's proved to be a pretty effective campaigner. I mean, during the campaign, she got endorsements from Governor Phil Murphy, from progressive groups. And her two big issues, according to her, are improving health care for South Jerseyans, which includes getting a handle on the pandemic, which, you know, is up and down in New Jersey.
And how we bring our economy back in South Jersey.
It's been reliant on the casino industry for so long, but especially with these coronavirus closures, she has been talking about opening up that economy a bit more, providing more opportunity for people so it's not so heavily reliant on one sector.
Yeah, I saw her political ads on TV, and it seemed like she aired way more ads than Van Drew did.
She definitely ran ads.
Van Drew'd. Totally Van Drew'd. It's happened to everyone, getting Van Drew'd, when someone helps themselves, screwing over you.
I think the Democrats saw this as a winning issue for them, that Van Drew was less interested in serving the people of South Jersey than he was in his political career, and saw his path forward as switching to become a Republican.
But what about the issues, Joe? Do Kennedy's views align more to Biden's, while Van Drew's are connected more to Trump's?
You know, Kennedy and Van Drew certainly have some common ground. I mean, they both talk about the fishing industry, which is very big in South Jersey. They both talk about boosting the economy down there, not relying so much on one industry sector. But when you start getting into the national political issues, that's where they sort of separate into their camps. I mean, in one instance, during a debate hosted by NJ Spotlight News, the issue of defunding the police came up, and they got into a bit of a back and forth on that topic.
You said there was merit to it. So
to
I don't know how to be
a conversation.
A merit to having a
and
conversation.
And if you don't agree with having a
defunding.
Conversation.
No, I don't think there's merit to conversing about how we're going to defund our police. I think it will hurt them.
Kennedy has the support of a lot of progressive groups like Working Families Party and Governor Murphy. So she's definitely got progressive cred in South Jersey. But she's also, I think, cognizant of the fact that Jeff Van Drew won this district in 2018. There's a lot of independent voters, a lot of probably more moderate Democrats that she's trying to court as well. So she's sort of walking both sides of that line. Van Drew, on the other hand, I mean, he's pretty much all in with Trump. He had that press conference in the Oval Office. He went to a rally hosted by the president in the district, though he still calls himself an independent thinker. And he says, you know, he can be an independent voice in Congress. But his image now is pretty tied to Trump.
So, Joe, we don't have the full results of the second district yet. What do things look like as of now?
Yeah, so right now we have about 75% of precincts reporting, and Van Drew is leading Kennedy 51-47. Biden, of course, won New Jersey easily, but it's unclear still which presidential candidate took this particular congressional district. And there's a couple reasons the count is slow going so far. I mean, for one, this is just a close race, but also New Jersey had a lot more mail-in ballots this year, and after they count all the mail-in ballots, we still may not know who the winner is, because then they have to count the provisional paper ballots that voters cast in person.
I mean, how does this race speak to the political divide driving the 2020 presidential election right now?
That's the question. I mean, there's an extent to which this race is sort of its own thing. You have Van Drew, he's been in state politics for a long time. You have Kennedy, she's a Kennedy. She got the endorsement of Governor Phil Murphy. So there's a lot of kind of local politics stuff going on. But on the other hand, there is a tie to national politics. I mean, there's been a shift in this district, this blue collar district, like there has in much of the country, from supporting President Obama to supporting President Trump.
This district historically is a very good bellwether district.
I talked to Rowan political science professor Ben Dworkin about this, and he's the one who told me that the district has voted for the winning presidential candidate in every presidential election for the last 50 years. He says there's a high likelihood that
whichever candidate wins the presidential race will have their party's congressional candidate come in on their coattails.
So this district tends to follow the precedent. A victory for Trump could mean a victory for Van Drew. A victory for Biden could mean a victory for Kennedy. But everything we think we know about politics seems to have been thrown out the window this year. So we'll have to wait and see until all the votes are tallied.
Joe, thank you so much for your reporting on this and breaking it down for us.
You got it.
Joe Hernandez covers New Jersey politics for WHYY. The Y is produced by me, Annette John Hall, along with Alex Dern, Kelsey Hansen, Sabrina Boyd Circa, Buffy Gorilla, and Malcolm Burnley. We usually get editorial direction from Katie Colinari, but Katie just had a beautiful baby girl, Madeline Rose. Congratulations to Katie and her husband, Corey. And Katie, we look forward to having you back in a couple of months. Editing on this episode is by Ariella Cohen. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk Monday.